Of all the differences between broadly Christian denominations, perhaps none is more important than the difference between Catholic and Protestant.
在很多的这个基督教的这些宗派里面，有很多的分歧。那么最大的是在这个罗马天主教和我们的正统的这个基督教里面的分歧也在此。
Now, no church today that I know of actually labels itself officially Protestant.
那么很多的现在的教会呢，我并不知道他们称为他们，把他们叫做改革宗。
That's because there are many other differences that are also important.
因为还有一些其他的一些教义也有很多的区别。But
in the 16th century, the Protestant Reformation arose.
但是在16世纪的时候，那个改革宗在那个时期兴起。We
recovered the proper understanding of the scriptures.
在那个时期呢，我们对当时的人们呢，对圣经开始恢复到一个正确的理解。And
they began to call those who opposed the Catholic Church protestors or Protestants.
那么他们对那些反对罗马天主教的那些教义的人呢，就叫做把他们称作改革宗。Now
we don't have time today to explain all the leaders of the Protestant movement and what came of them.
我们今天呢没有时间呢，我们去仔细的一项一项的去过那些改革宗他们的教义。They
are all worthy of study.
但是那些呢很值得我们去学习。But
today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the first Protestant, Martin Luther.
但是今天呢，我想给大家介绍第一位改革宗的先祖，他的名字叫马丁路德。Because
his most important discovery has to do with the subject of Romans chapter 4.
那么他的呢最大的一个改革的这个教义呢，就是我们今天所读到的这个罗马书第四章讲的。
Now Martin Luther, of course, is the one who gave his name to the Lutheran Church.
当然马丁路德呢，他后来给了教会一个名字，就是现在我们知道的路德宗。But
Martin Luther never wanted to start a denomination.
但是马丁路德当时他本人并没有想到他去开始一个宗派。He
started one completely by accident, simply by trying to be faithful to the Bible.
他很是在无意中，因为他非常的想忠实的来把他的信仰建立在圣经的这个基础上，所以无意识的开始了一个宗派。But
of the men of his generation, he was the first to uncover, to recover the understanding of justification by faith.
在他那个时代，他是第一个开始从圣经中真正的又回到了因信称义这个重要的教义。This
is the centerpiece of Protestantism.
那么这个因信称义呢，就是改革宗最大的一个争议。See,
the true understanding of what it means to be saved was believed in the early church.
那么当时呢，在当时的那个很早期的教会呢，就是说我们做什么是什么使我们真正的得救，这个是一个非常重要的一个问题。But
over the centuries, people became confused.
但是呢，在后来的这些年代呢。 过了早期的教会呢，这个因信称义这个教义呢，就被大家就有点糊涂了。And
it was taught increasingly that you had to work to be saved.
在后来的这些时期里的教导呢，就是说你要做什么才能够使你在神面前被称义。You
had to be, you had to do things that made you worthy or good enough to go to heaven.
你呢需要做一些什么，然后能让你在神面前。 看作是好的，而且你是被神值得拯救，然后进天堂。And
this is how Luther was raised.
那么这个呢，就是马丁路德当时他就是被这样的一个不正确的教导来一直来去教导的。Now
his early childhood was somewhat unremarkable.
那么他小的时候，他的成长呢是非常的就是说是一个非常奇特的故事。
He was born in 1483 to a copper miner, Hans Luder.
那么他当时呢是出生在一个就是铜矿，他父亲是做铜矿的这个生意的一个家庭里，在1483年。
And Hans had the foresight to recognize that his son Luther was very bright.
那么当时他的父亲呢，他当时就已经感觉到他的这个儿子是一个非常聪明的儿子。
So there in Germany, he gave his son an exceptional education for one of his class.
所以当时呢，在德国，那么他就给他儿子一个非常很好的教育。
And Luther soon distinguished himself as a brilliant student.
那么路德呢，他一直在学习的过程中，这个时期呢，都被认为是一个非常聪明的学生。
In a day when many people could barely read and write, he was sent off to high school and university.
那么在当时那个社会呢，很多人根本就不会读也不会写，但是路德呢，他就被送到就是上高中和大学。
He graduated in the shortest time allowable under the current rules.
那么他呢，在很快呢，就在最短的时期，在当时那个时代，就是允许他在一个最短的那个时期让他毕业。
But his father wanted him to become a lawyer.
他的父亲呢，一直想让他成为一个律师。
To earn a good salary and be successful.
想让他有一个很好的一份高的收入，然后呢，也很成功。
And Luther was well on his way to doing that.
那么路德呢，他也很服从他的父亲的这些教导。
In 1505, he earned his master's degree.
那么在1505年呢，他已经拿到了他的硕士的学位。
But Luther was a troubled boy.
但是路德当时呢，就开始已经开始有一些生命中已经开始有一些征战。
Like most, he was trying to work his way to heaven.
那么就像当时很多的信徒一样，他希望靠着他自己的好行为能够进天堂。
But trained as a brilliant lawyer.He understood exactly how demanding God's law really was.
因为他一直是被这个是他这个律师他的教导呢，让他呢非常的清楚神的律法呢是高高在上。
And try as he might, he could not be good enough for God.
不管他费多大的力气在那儿试，他知道他没有办法满足到神的这个律法的要求。
Well, after graduation, he was still at the university.
那么他毕业以后呢，他还是在留在了学校里。
But he took a leave of absence to go visit his family.
当时呢，他就是停学了一段时间，然后去回去看他的家人。
On his way home, he was caught in a thunderstorm.
那么在他回家的路上呢，他被遇到了一场暴风雨。
And a bolt of lightning almost struck him.
那么有一个很可怕的一个闪电，差点呢击中他。
Well, that scared him because he thought it was the judgment of God. He thought God was punishing him.
他当时呢非常的害怕，因为他当时想着这是神对他的一个审判。
So he cried out in terror, "Saint Anne, help me! I'll become a monk."
那么当时在害怕的这种恐惧中呢，他就大声的喊这个就是这个 Anne 这个圣人来拯救他。
Understand, he thought you could pray to the saints. We know better than that, but that is how he grew up.
那么他当时在慌乱中呢，他还是知道他去向这些圣人们求救，那就是他当时所明白的。
The saints are merely people and can't help you, but he didn't know that.
其实那些圣人也帮助不了他在这样的时刻，但是他当时是不明白的。
At any rate, he had made a vow, and he decided to keep it.
当时呢，他也还许了一个愿，他也决定他将来他要按照他这个愿来实现这个愿。
His father was very upset.
他的父亲呢，当时是非常的不高兴。
He had spent all this money on Luther's expensive education, and now he was just going to throw it all away.
那么他的父亲认为我花了这么多的钱就是想让你以后去成功能做一个律师，可是你现在好像把这一切的前程都要放弃。
But Luther had made a vow and he was going to keep what he had promised.
那么当时路德呢，他已经在恐慌中呢，他许了这个愿，他就想他必须要守住这个愿。
He entered an Augustinian monastery.
那么他就进了这个修士的这个院。
And he proved to be a very dedicated monk.
那么他变成了一个非常虔诚的一个修道士。
He thought this would be a way to ease the agony of his soul.
他以为他这样的去啊，在修道士这个院里面待着，就可以让他心里边的那些所有的那些征战就可以解除。
He thought he could earn God's favor this way, and so he gave himself to do all the things a monk was supposed to do.
他以为他靠着这样的修炼，他可以让神对他喜悦，然后他就在修士院里头，然后一直的坚守他们的每一条啊律规则。
Prayers and ceremonies and even self-inflicted suffering.
那么他祷告。他也参加各种他们那些仪式，然后有的时候甚至呢对自己呢就是有点像苦行僧一样的对待自己。
In fact, he later said that he would have killed himself doing that if God hadn't have given him a strong constitution.
那么他后来回忆他当时那个情况，就是如果当时如果不是神的干预，他可能会就是说那种苦行僧那种生活会真的让他失去他的生命。
He would go for days without sleep, and he would endure bitter cold sleeping without a blanket when he did sleep.
那么他会好几天都不去睡觉，或者他睡觉的时候，他会在很冷的地方，他不盖不盖他的毯子，这样苦待自己。
According to the teachings of the church at the time, that was how you gained favor with God.
那么这个呢，就是当时的那些这个修士院里面这些人呢，就是这样教导他的。
This did not make Luther happy.
但是所有的这些行这些苦行呢，都没有让马丁路德他真的从心里面有喜乐。
The more he tried, the more he realized he did not measure up to God's standard of holiness.
他越是这样的苦待自己，越是想通过自己的努力，他就发现他根本没有办法达到神的标准。
He became so upset that at one point one of the other priests told him to love God.
那么到一个很对他自己来说很痛苦的一个阶段呢，有一个教士呢就告诉他，让他爱神。
Love God, he said.
他就反问他。
I hate him.
爱神，我现在真的都想恨神了。
See, Luther understood that God is righteous and I am not.
因为路德他明白神呢是完全义的神，而他不是一个义人。
But he did not know of how to be forgiven.
但是他并不知道他怎么样才能被他的罪才能被神所赦免。
He saw God only as an angry judge, and he knew that he didn't measure up.
在他眼里，神就像只是一个非常在怒中的一个审判官。
Of course, this made him only feel worse because he knew he had to love God.
但是他不想爱神这个想法呢，让他心里更多的这些征战，因为他知道神让他命令他要爱神。
And no matter what anyone said to him, nothing made him feel better.
不管这些人对他说什么，没有什么事情能让他从这些征战里面走出来。
But despite the struggle of his soul, his brilliant intellect could not be hidden.
尽管他这个灵里面，就是他的灵魂里面征战很多，但是呢。他还是很聪明的一个人。
Soon his professor, his superiors ordered him to become a professor because he showed such bright intellect.
因为他在这个思想上、头脑上的这种非常的聪明和清晰，所以呢，很快他就被命定为一个教授。
And over the process of several years, he eventually became a professor at the newly formed Wittenberg University.
那么他在温德伯格这个德国这个城市里面呢，就很快成为一名非常有名的一个教授。
He was appointed as doctor of the church. Doctor simply means teacher.
那么他被教会呢命为就是说是教会来做教导工作的。
And as part of his duties as professor, he had to teach lectures on the Bible.
那么这他的一个就是说要做的工作呢，就是说他要去教圣经。
Now, Luther actually hadn't read a lot of the Bible. He read mostly other things.
马丁路德读了很多书，但是他对圣经确实没有怎么读过。
The more he read the Bible, the more he puzzled over it.
那么当他开始接受了这个工作，开始读圣经的时候，他阅读很多圣经里的话，就让他越来越迷茫。
Despite his brilliant intellect, so much of it didn't seem to make any sense.
那么他尽管他他的思想头脑上是非常聪明，可是圣经里的很多的教导让他开始开始就是说对他来讲是一个就是像是他已经很迷茫。
Among other things, he was required to teach lectures on the Book of Romans.
那么在他的一个教导的计划里面，就是他要讲罗马书。
And he spent a long time studying the book.
那么他花了很长的一段时间来研读罗马书。
But one thing kept tripping him up.
那么有一件事情呢，就是让他非常的就是说跌倒。
Right at the beginning of the book.
那么在这个罗马书的一开始。
Romans chapter 1 verses 16 and 17.
那么在罗马书的第一章16和17节这儿。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
罗马书一章十六十七节说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Now the gospel means good news, but Luther couldn't figure out how the righteousness of God could be good news.
那么福音呢，应该是好消息，但是路德学罗马书的时候，他真的不明白为什么所有这些会是一个好消息。
See, he had assumed that the righteousness of God is God's own righteousness.
因为他在讲这个义就是神自己本身的完全的这个义。
And God's own righteousness is revealed when he punishes sinners.
那么当神在惩罚罪人的时候，他自己已经把他自己的义显明出来。
Furthermore, he assumed that only those who are already righteous can live by faith.
而且他自己当时有一个错误的想法，就是说他认为那些已经被称了义的人，他们已经是完全的。
But Luther knew he was a sinner.
但是路德知道他自己是一个罪人。
The righteousness of God is what he feared more than anything else.
他非常的惧怕神的义。
As he said himself, I was seized with the conviction that I must understand Paul's letter to the Romans, but to that moment, one phrase in chapter 1 stood in my way. I hated the idea, in it the righteousness of God is revealed.
那么当他在学习罗马书的时候，他就是说反复的被这样的一个这种观念给抓住，就是说保罗在这里告诉他，就是他需要完全的理解这个因信称义，但是呢他现在确实就是在这方面他不明白，他也不想去接受神的这个义。
I hated the righteous God who punishes sinners.
他说我非常的痛恶这个义的神，他去惩罚罪人。
At last, meditating day and night and by the mercy of God, I began to understand that the righteousness of God is that through which the righteous live by a gift of God, namely by faith.
那么在他每天晚上的这个反复的这个思想这个神的话语的时候，也是在神自己无比大的一个怜悯之中，他开始明白神的这个义是借着我们的信，是以神的一个礼物送给我们，不是说我们已经达到了这个义。
Here I felt as if I were entirely born again and had entered paradise itself through gates that had been flung open.
那么直到现在我才真实的感受到，那么我呢是一个重生得救的人，我呢已经进到了神的这个为我所预备的这个天堂，那么但是是神打开了大门接受了我这个罪人。
Luther realized that he had it wrong.
那么路德现在开始承认他自己呢以前把这个所有的这些想法这些教义都是错的。
God declares us righteous when we believe.
那么他现在说，神呢称我们啊为义，是因为我们相信了他。
We don't become righteous by being good enough.
啊，那么当我们呢啊称为义以后，那么我们才能够开始越来越好。
This is the truth that he realized.
那么这个是他现在呢啊开始完全明白的因信称义这个道理。
And all of us today are in his debt.
那么我们现在呢所有的这些人其实都是啊、都是马丁路德后来啊、他改革以后我们才明白的这些把这个真理带到正面。
Now, it would profit us to study the whole book of Romans to explain what that really means.
如果我们呢啊、去仔细的去研读这个罗马书整个书呢我们真的会有很多的对我们会有很好的一个帮助。
But that would take too much time.
但是呢会那个啊、会太长的时间。
So we will turn to Romans chapter 4 where we can get a good idea of this in a nutshell.
那么我们今天呢只是来看一下罗马书第四章来啊、真正的来明白这个啊、因信称义。
Paul has already been talking about justification by faith for 3 chapters.
那么保罗在前面的三章里面他已经讲到了这个啊、因信什么是因信称义。
But now he's going to give us an example.
那么现在呢，保罗要给我们一个具体的例子。
That we become righteous, we become justified by faith and not by works.
那么他要通过这个例子教导我们，我们是因信来称义，而不是说因行为。
In chapter 4, Paul says, "What shall we say then?"
那么在啊啊、这里，那么保罗就说，我们啊、应该怎样来说呢？
In other words, we've been talking about Abraham. What are we going to say about how justification applies to Abraham?
那么我们在讲这个亚伯拉罕。那么亚伯拉罕是怎样因信称义的呢？
Abraham was upheld as the exemplary Jew.
那么亚伯拉罕呢是被以色列人非常崇尚的一位很好的一个先祖。
He was their hero, the hero of the Jews, and the one person who you think could be justified by his works.
那么亚伯拉罕在犹太人里面可能是最好的一个啊、能够在神面前被称义的人。
If anybody was good enough, it was Abraham.
如果说哪一个人真的是很好的话，那么亚伯拉罕可以算为其中一个。
But Paul said, if Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about.
那么这里保罗说，如果亚伯拉罕是因为行为称义，那么亚伯拉罕也有什么可以啊、来啊、夸耀的了
？And we need to talk about a minute. What does it mean to be justified?
那么我们现在要讲一下，什么叫做被称义
？Be justified is to declare that someone is righteous.
那么称义呢，就是说你被啊啊、就是说你被宣告你是一个义的。
It's a courtroom term.
那么这是一般在法庭上会用这个术语。
Imagine that you were falsely accused of some crime.
啊、你想象一下，你被啊、错误的定了一个什么罪。
And you have to appear in court about it.
那么你需要啊、到法庭上来啊、证实你自己。
And the evidence is heard, and it comes out you are innocent.
但是呢，所有的证据呢，最后显明呢，你是无罪的。
And at the conclusion of the matter, the judge declares not guilty.
那么在最终呢，法官呢就会说你是无罪的。
He didn't make you a good person.
但是他并没有把你变成一个好的人。
He's simply declaring what you already are.
他只是宣称你是一个无罪的。
And that would make him a good judge because he is being just by saying that you, an innocent person, didn't do anything.
那么他也会因为这个做法，他也是一个好的啊、这个审判法官，因为他把一个好的人啊、没有定罪。
A righteous judge cannot simply let the wicked get away with it.
那么一个正义的法官呢，他是不会让一个罪人去轻易的逃避他的罪的。
Proverbs 17:15.
那么在啊啊箴言里面 17:15 箴言十七章十五节。
He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord.
那么定恶人为义的，定义人为恶的，这都是在耶和华所憎恶的。
In other words, the person who justifies the wicked is someone who is a human judge, knows that person is guilty and says you're innocent.
那么就是说一个法官呢，当他知道这个罪人有罪，但他还说他是无罪的。
Or, to say it the opposite way, he knows this person is innocent of the crime and he declares you did it.
那么或者说这个人他知道这个人无罪但他就说这个人犯了罪
That's why both of those kinds of judges are an abomination to the Lord
那么这两种法官呢在神眼里都是恶的
We rightly look at judges like that and we despise them
那么当我们碰到这样的法官呢我们也会很对这样的法官很看不起
God is righteous He cannot act that way
那么神呢他是完全公义的他不会像这样做事的。
But here we find we are justified or declared to be in the right by faith.
那么在这里呢，神呢，就是称我们为义。
Not on the basis of what we've actually done, but on the basis of believing in the work of Christ on the cross.
那么并不是他称我们为义并不是因为我们的行为里面有什么好的值得的而是因为耶稣基督他在十字架上承担了我们的罪
And Paul wants us to understand that we are justified on our faith not on our works
那么保罗在这里他是完全明白这个真理就是说我们呢是因为信称义而不是因为
And he's going to prove it in three ways.
那么他会用三个方式呢来证明这个因信称义的真理。
He's going to give us three reasons why we must be justified by faith and why we are not justified by works.
他会告诉我们三个原因，我们是因信称义，而不是因行为称义。
The first is found in Romans 4 verse 2.
那么第一个呢，原因是在罗马书第四章二节。
If Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about.
那么如果亚伯拉罕呢是因行为称义，那么他就有可夸的。
Someone who is good enough before God, and then God declares, yes, your life is perfect, you are good enough.
那么如果有一个人他在神眼里是完全义的，完全是好的，那么神说你是完全义好的，所以你是个义人。
It's obvious that if such a person existed, God would be perfectly righteous in declaring, "Yes, you are righteous."
那么，如果世上真的存在这样的一个完全义的人，那么当神称他为义的时候，那么神也没有错。
Because they are in fact innocent of all crime.
那么，因为这个人确实是完全的，没有犯什么罪。
But if that were so.That person would make God obligated to declare them righteous.
如果真的是那样，那么这个义人呢，会让神感觉到他是神是应该给他这个义的，因为他没有错。
They would have a valid reason to boast against God to make God declare them righteous.
那么他呢，可以在神面前去要求，就说因为我是完全义的，所以。我要这个义给我也是我值得给我的。
But that goes against what we know God, the sort of God we worship to be.
那么这个呢，是跟我们所认识的这个神的完全的义是相违背的。
God will not be obligated to anybody.
神呢不欠任何人的。
Romans 11:35.
那么罗马书十一章这里说到。
Or verses 34 and Romans 11, actually verses 34 and 35.
罗马书十一章三十四、三十五节。
For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid?
谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
In other words, God is the sort of God. He doesn't wait for people to try to give something to Him so that He can give something to them.
那用另一句话说，就是神是这样一位神，就是他不是在等待我们给了他什么，然后呢，他再来啊来付给回我们。
Nobody can obligate God to do something for them.
没有人可以要求说神需要给他这个。
And so that is not the way that God deals with people.
那么这不是神啊，是神不是这样待人的。
If you're taking notes, you might write down also Joshua chapter 7, or Judges chapter 7, verse 2.
那么如果你想写下来，就是在士师记，那么第七章。
In that is the story of Gideon.
那么这个是关于基甸的一个故事。
And God was going to deliver Israel from the Midianites.
那么神呢想在这里呢，他想从米甸人的手里呢把犹太人救出来。
And God tells Gideon, the people are still too many.
那么神告诉基甸，那么还有很多的犹太人。
Lest Israel should boast in me and say, my hand has gotten the victory, do this.
那么神在这儿告诉基甸说，你带的这些兵呢太多了。那么人们呢可能会认为是你的带的这些兵来把米甸人打败了。
So God thinned out the army of Israel so that it could become obvious that they could not boast in their own strength.
所以神呢就让基甸让把很多的兵呢把他们裁掉，然后让他带着很少的兵去打赢，这样呢他们就在神面前没有什么好夸耀的。
That's why only 300 men defeated the Midianites.
那么只有300士兵呢去打了把整个的米甸人打败了。
Back to Romans chapter 4.
那么我们再回到罗马书。
So God is not the sort of God who waits so that we can be obligated to him. In fact, there's nothing we can do to make God do something for us.
神呢并不是这样的一位神，就是他在等待我们，我们做了什么神在做什么，神不是这样对待我们。
But there's a second reason.Why justification? Why we are declared righteous by our faith and not by works?
那么第二个，我们因信称义，而不是因行为称义，是在这里。
The Scripture itself declares this.
那么神自己的话语呢，在这样说。
And Paul gives quotes two passages of Scripture.
那么保罗呢，在这里引用了两节圣经节。
The first was our memory verse for today.
那么第一个呢就是我们今天的这个背诵的这个金句。
Let's turn back there to Genesis chapter 15.
那么让我们来一起看一下创世纪第十五章。
This is a very important verse.
那么这一节呢是非常重要的。
Over and over again, God made a promise with Abraham.
那么神呢在旧约里面一次又一次的呢向亚伯拉罕应许。
Genesis chapter 15 is one of those times.
那么这个创世纪第十五章呢，就是神就是这样说的。
Now of course, Abram's big problem, he had no children.
当然，亚伯拉罕当时有一个非常大的问题，就是他没有后代。
But more than that, he was old.
而且呢，他也非常的老了。
By chapter 15, Abram is some 85, 86 years old.
那么在十五章这里呢，亚伯拉罕已经差不多85或者是86岁了。
Now I think probably people lived a bit longer back then than they do today, but even so, he is old.
那么虽然说当时的人比现在的人活得长，但是呢，85-86岁在当时也算是很老了。
At this point,
那么在那个年龄
，there's no possibility that he'll ever have children.
那么他们已经不可能再自己有孩子了。
And so God tells him in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, Fear not, Abraham, I am your shield, your reward shall be very great.
那么这里说，在此以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
Abram brings up the big problem he has about this. He needs children.
但是亚伯兰把他自己最大的一个问题呢带到神面前说，神啊，我没有孩子。
Verses 2 through 4.
是2节到4节。
But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus.
那么亚伯兰说，主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马士革人以利以撒。
And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household shall be my heir.
亚伯兰说，你没有给我儿子，那么生在我家里的这个仆人就是我的后裔了。
And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir.
但耶和华又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后裔。
And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be.
于是领他走到外面说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔就要如此。
That is a staggering promise.
那么这是一个好像是一步一步姗姗来迟的一个应许。
Now I don't know how long Abram has been married, but I'm sure it was many decades by this point.
我不知道那个时候亚伯拉罕已经结婚多长时间了，但应该是过了好几十年了。
And humanly speaking, after being without children that long, who is going to even have even the smallest glimmer of hope that he will ever have children?
那么当一个人结婚那么长时间还没有孩子，那么谁还会去期盼在这么大的年龄还会有孩子呢？
And after all these years, God promises him, you will have a son. In fact, you will have so many children, they'll outnumber the stars.
但是神呢却在这里应许他说，你会有后裔，而且你的后裔会像天上的星星那样多。
He tells this to childless Abram.
他在向一个没有孩子的亚伯拉罕重复地说这个。
Abraham simply believes God.
亚伯拉罕当时就很单纯的他就相信了神。
For him, God said it, it must be true.
对他来讲，神这样说，那么一定是真实的。
But Abraham, how?
但是亚伯拉罕怎么样才能有孩子呢？
How long have you waited?
那么要等多久才能有孩子呢？
Are you kidding? This is ridiculous.
那么这个好像对我们正常人来讲都是不可想象的。
But no, God said it. It must be true.
但是呢，他就在想说，神既然这样说了，那一定就是这样成就。
That's where we get verse 6.
那么这里呢，我们就可以看到第六节。
And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
那么亚伯拉罕因为信神，那么这就算为他的义。
Now counted is an accounting term.
那么称义，这个给算他的义，就是算作。
It means to credit to.
那么就是说把这个义放在他的名下。
Abram believed God, and on the basis of and because Abram believed, God declared, Abram, you are righteous.
那么亚伯拉罕信神向他所应许的，那么就是因为他的这个信，神呢就算他为义。
Now you may be wondering, where is the gospel in this?
那么你可能会在想，那么福音跟这个有什么关系呢？
I mean, this promise doesn't look a lot like the way we tell the gospel today.
那么这个应许呢，好像跟我们现在所讲的福音好像不太怎么有连贯。
Understand this.
我们需要这样的去想。
The basis of faith is always the same.
那么信的这个根基呢是一直是没变的，一样的。
Salvation always comes because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那么救恩呢，永远是从耶稣基督他死在十字架上又复活了，从这里出来的。
The instrument of salvation is always the same.
那么得救的这个弓箭呢，这个中介呢，也是从来没有变的。
In every age, people need to believe what God has told them.
不管在任何的时代，那么人的所要做的就是相信神对他所说的。
But in different ages, the content of that salvation does change.
但是呢，在不同的时代呢，那么这个里面的内容呢，多少有一些变化。
Abram lived thousands of years before Jesus came.
那么亚伯拉罕呢，是在几千年前，那么在耶稣基督诞生千年前才出生的。
So since Jesus has died and rose again, that is the message now that God has for us.
那么耶稣基督呢后来啊上了十字架死了又复活了那么神给了我们这个福音的这个啊这个好消息。
But the point is that even Abram, in his righteousness, was a righteous man because he believed, not because he was good enough.
那么对亚伯拉罕也是一样的他称为义是因为他相信神所应许的不是说因为他做了什么。
Back to Romans chapter 4.
那么我们再回到罗马书第四章。
Paul gives us another scripture quotation that illustrates the same point in verses 6 through 8.
那么保罗在这里又引用了旧约的圣经来进一步的阐明因信称义。
This is a quotation from the first two verses of Psalm 32.
那么这个是从诗篇32篇里面引用的。
Just as David also, speaking of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin.
那么大卫在这里说，他说得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的；主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Now we have no way of knowing when David wrote those words.
我们并不知道大卫在什么时候写下的这一段圣经。
So I don't know if he wrote them after his sin with Bathsheba.
也许呢，他是在他跟八十八犯罪以后写下的这个。
But that sad episode in his life does very much illustrate what these words are saying.
那么当时呢，在他生命中所发生的那一段事情呢，确实在这里头在圣经里面被说明了。
David's sin was monstrous.
那么大卫王呢他的罪是非常大的。
He committed adultery and then murdered his loyal friend.
那么他呢犯了奸淫的罪他还把他自己很忠实他的一个朋友给杀了。
Just to cover it up.
那么就是因为他想掩盖他奸淫的这个罪。
That's pretty bad.
那么这是都是非常的可怕的大的罪。
But when Nathan the prophet confronted him,
当那个先知拿单来面对他的时候
he was repentant.
那么他悔改了
And God forgave him.
那么神呢赦免了他
There was nothing David could do to get this back.
当然大卫不管做什么他也不可能把这个所做过的事情给免去了。
There was no sacrifice to offer for a sin this bad.
那么就算是你想献祭也没有什么样的祭能够来遮盖这么大的罪。
The only thing he could do is ask for mercy.
那么他大卫王所能做的呢就是在神面前祈求神的怜悯。
He did ask for it.
他确实是让神怜悯他。
And he received it immediately.
但而且呢他也从神那里得到了赦免。
And in this psalm, these words, God did not count to him his sin as black as it was.
那么在这里圣经节里面告诉我们说，尽管他的罪真的是很黑很大，但是神呢并没有按照他的罪过去待他。
Those are the two parts of justification.
那么这就是我们所讲的这个称义。
When you believe, your sin is no longer credited against you, no matter how bad as it is.
那么当你相信了以后，那么你的罪呢，神就不会再去加在你的头上。
Even David's sins were not counted against him.
即使是大卫王这么大的罪，神也没有再去追究他的罪。
And positively, the perfect righteousness of Christ is credited to you.
相反的，那么是耶稣基督他完全的义。却给了我们这些信的人。
And so God declares, you are righteous because now you are.
那么神呢在这里呢称你为义是因为你是义的。
And this is what Paul explains in his third point in verses 4 and 5 of Romans 4.
那么在这里面罗马书第四章保罗呢在这里进一步的阐述这个真理义信称义。
Justification is on the basis of what we believe, believing the gospel, and here is why.
那么因信称义呢，是在 根于我们相信。
Paul declares, to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due.
那么保罗在这里说, 如果一个人他是, 因为他工作了, 他得报酬, 那这是他应该得的。
Now this is easy to understand.
那么对我们来讲, 这个道理是很简单的。
You go to work, you do your job, you get paid.
那么你去, 上班, 那么你做了你的工作, 那么你, 得到你的报酬。
Your paycheck is not your employer being generous.
你的这个给你的所付的这个薪水呢, 并不是说你的, 你公司的领导呢, 他是, 对你来说是, 很奢侈。
Your paycheck is because you worked and you deserve that money.
他付你工资呢, 是因为你做了这个工作了, 那么他应该付你这样的工资。
And so if someone works to earn favor with God, it's not favor, it's obligation.
如果一个人呢, 他做了什么, 让神呢, 对他, 以恩慈相待, 那么就是说, 这个呢, 就不是, 礼物, 不是赏赐的, 而是他应该得的。
To earn favor with God is a contradiction in terms.
那么对, 在神面前得到神的, 这个对你的这个恩赐呢, 这个是,
faith, grace or favor can only be given as a gift.
那么恩典和神对你的这个, 恩惠呢, 只能说是一个礼物。
And if you work for it, it's not favor, it's a debt.
如果你是因为你做了什么得到这个, 那这个并不是对你的给你的一个, 礼物, 而是你该得的。
But God will not be indebted to anyone.
但是神不欠任何人的。
And so, we are justified not because of what we have done, but because of what we believe.
所以我们呢, 是因为信而称了义, 并不是因为我们做了什么。
So that's why verse 5 says,
那么这里呢, 第五节这么说,
And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness.
唯有呢不做工的, 只信称罪人为义的神, 他的信就算为义。
I'm sure when Paul's readers event heard verse 5, one thing really shocked them.
那么我想保罗的这些, 读他这个圣经节的这些人读了以后, 读到这一句, 他们是非常的, 被震惊。
God is the one who justifies the ungodly.
那么神是那位来, 称那些, 不该称为义的人, 算为义人吗?
We earlier read Proverbs 17:15.
那么我们在前面读了, 箴言里面17章的, 17节, 15节。
The one who justifies the ungodly is an abomination to God.
那么那些称, 有罪的人为义的, 那么是神所憎恶的。
How can God be the one who justifies the ungodly?
那么怎么神现在自己成为这样的一个法官, 就是称有罪的人为义呢?
He can't look at a wicked person and simply say, all right, you can get away with it.
那么他不能就是说看着一个有罪的人, 就简单地说, okay, 你, 好吧, 你的罪, 已经不算为罪了。
Only bad judges do that.
那么只有这些不公义的这个审判官才这样做。
And God is perfectly righteous.
但是神呢, 他是完全的公义的。
But God has found a way to be both just and the justifier of the ungodly at the same time.
但是神呢, 他自己呢, 他有这样的一个解决的办法, 就是说, 他让公义和, can you repeat that?
God has found a way to be both just and the one who justifies the ungodly at the same time.
神呢, 可以让公正和公义呢, 同时并存。
It is on the basis of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那么这些呢, 都是建立在耶稣基督他在十字架上为我们的罪死了。
When Jesus died, he paid the penalty of sin.
当耶稣基督死的时候, 死在十字架上的时候, 他把所有的罪债给我们付了。
And when he rose again, that proved that it works.
那么当他复活的时候, 那么就是说这个救恩就完全了。
So now, when we believe, our sin is placed upon Him.
那么当我们相信的时候，我们的罪就全加在了耶稣基督的身上。
And his righteousness is placed upon us.
但是耶稣基督的完全的义就被神加在了给了我们。
The faith is simply the vehicle for the power of the grace of God.
那么信只是说一个工具，借着这个信，我们可以在神面前变为义。
So now when God looks at the Christian, he doesn't see an unrighteous sinner.
那么当神看到一个相信的一个基督徒的时候，他就不再看他是罪人了。
He sees someone who is clothed in the righteousness of Christ. He sees someone who is perfect.
那么他就看这个人是完全的，这个人因为他身上照着耶稣基督的完全的义。
He declares the penalty has already been paid.
因为他在这里声明就说我对罪的惩罚已经被付了。
Because Jesus already paid it all.
因为耶稣基督付了这个惩罚。
And this is the principle of justification by faith.
那么这就是因信称义这个真理的真义。
No one is good enough.
没有一个人在神面前是足够好的。
Martin Luther was perhaps the most honest man of his generation.
那么马丁路德在当时的那个时代里可能是一个非常就算是一个最诚实的人了。
Luther almost went crazy.
那么他呢当在当时的社会里面就是有点差一点就是说变得疯狂了。
Because he saw things the way they really were.
那么因为他当时呢看明白了这个真理。
He understood how righteous God really is.
他知道神是多么一个完美的一个义人，一个义。
All the other monks felt okay because they cheated themselves.
那么其他的那些修道士呢，看着好像挺好的，但是其实他们自己都是在欺骗自己。
They redefined in their head what God really wanted them to do.
在他们的这个头脑里面呢，他们其实把神的这个律法改了。
They lowered God's righteous standard to something they could do, so they felt fine.
他们把神的这个律法呢降低了，所以呢，他们好像看起来能够达到神的这个律法的要求。
Luther refused to do that.
但是马丁路德当时非常的诚实，他不愿意这么做。
And it almost drove him to despair.
但是呢，因为他看明白了这个神的完全的义和他的罪，所以他当时几乎要变疯狂了。
But when he discovered this isn't how you become right with God,
那么他当时就发现，那么当时人给他讲的这些，并不是他能够称义、能够变为在神面前算为义的一个真正的途径。
God is perfectly righteous.
那么神是完全的义。
But he isn't looking for a way to punish.
他并不是说在这里他找一个什么办法来去惩罚我们。
He gave everything so that he would not have to punish us.
他为我们做了所有的该做的，就是不想让在最终惩罚我们。
But that righteousness of Christ can only become on the basis of faith.
但是呢，基督的这个义只能从我们来信神所做的来得到。
So if you're here today and you don't understand, you have not already believed.
如果你今天坐在这里，你还没有相信神所做的。
You have not been justified.
你还没有被神称为义。
So you still stand under the wrath of God.
所以你还是在神的震怒之下。
That's a sobering thought.
那么这是一个非常的让我们要好好的去思考，而且很可怕的一个现实。
Don't wait.
那么你就不要再等待了。
Make that right with God now.
那么你现在就在神面前把这个把你的这个信。
The righteousness of God can be yours today, and you no longer will stand under the wrath of God.
那么当你去因信，那么神的这个义呢，就会加在你的头上。
And Christian.
那么基督徒们，已经信的人。
You have already been justified.
你已经被神称为义了。
The penalty is paid.
那么神对罪的惩罚已经被付了。
There's no more condemnation.
对你来说，神已经不再去定你的罪了。
This should be a revolution in our lives.
那么这个呢，对我们的生命是一个极大的一个改变。
You can't be good enough, but you don't need to be.
你不可能变得完全的美好，你也不需要变成一个完全的好的人。
Rest secure that the righteousness of Christ is yours.
那么你就在耶稣基督的这个为你所付的这个这个救恩里面，你可以在神的恩典里面完全的享受这个恩典。
Then go out into a lost and dying world, assured of your own place.
那么你在面对这个与神为敌、很多失丧的这些罪人里面，那么你应该确信你自己是被神拯救的。
Let us pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Father, I thank you.
天父，我们谢谢你。
The righteousness of Christ is ours.
耶稣基督的义就这样给了我们。
The price is paid. Redemption is won.
罪的代价已经付了，那么救恩已经成就了。
Therefore, let us not cease to praise you for your grace to us.
所以我们永远也不可以停止对你的赞美。
And be constantly aware of the great penalty that of the great price that was paid for us.
让我们时时的也不可忘记耶稣基督为我们的罪所付出的代价。
I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
We thank our brothers for giving us this good.